USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One federal agency is proposing a halt on all foreclosures until 2022. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau made the proposal on Monday, saying that millions of Americans are behind on their mortgages because of the economic effects of the pandemic. The CFPB would move to create a pre-foreclosure review period that would prevent mortgage holders from starting foreclosure proceedings until next year. The agency is also proposing what they call guardrails for loan servicers, so financial companies don't take a major hit as a result of the rule. The CFPB says that nearly 3 million homeowners are currently behind on their mortgages. And Montana's governor has tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Greg Gianforte is self-isolating after experiencing mild symptoms, according to a statement from his office. The governor plans to work from home for the next 10 days, and all his public events have been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took issue with the stance that President Biden has taken on Georgia's new elections law. Lance Pry has that story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed. The president's plan would raise the corporate tax rate to 28%, up from 21%, to fund the nearly $2.25 trillion package. But Manchin says he should only be hiked to 25%. Representative Byron Donald says that the plan contains too many measures that have nothing to do with infrastructure, no matter how you pay for them. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that there is too much focus on green energy in the president's infrastructure plan.
Two of the things they want to do in this bill is focus on a green energy. They want to focus on electric cars. They want to build 500,000 electric charging stations around the United States when nobody even knows that there's 500,000 electric cars on the road in the United States to support it. Once again, they go down this pathway of making more tax credits to buy electric vehicles, but that doesn't help poor Americans buy electric vehicles because, number one, the cost is too high. Number two, they don't pay enough in federal income taxes to take advantage of the tax credit. So that doesn't help them. All this does is get us focused on these Green New Deal policies, which the Chinese frankly love, because the Chinese understand what we seem to forget, and that if you don't have a strong fossil fuel-based economy, you don't have a strong economy, period. I believe in renewable power. I think it's something that we should definitely look towards, but we shouldn't be forcing it by the strong arm of government. It's something that the markets have to adopt over time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.